Blog Talk Radio.
Zachary, sit down.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
to another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle and Chris. And that tune was way back in the days. It was by Black Ivory, You and I. So I first want to start by saying hello to all my listeners, north and south, east and west, and all the listeners in the 33 countries around the globe. Thank you for being here for me and tuning in. Tell your friends, you know. And also, before I bring on my special guest, I want to bring on my co-host, Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing, darling?
Hey, Terry, it's another Friday in the trenches.
I know that's right, guys. Do what we got to do. And just in case there be some background noise, I'm babysitting my dogs because it's too hot to leave them outside. And they get to yawning and acting like they're humans, and they might get noisy. But if you hear it, you know, they land beside me nice and calm, so I'm not going to jinx it. But without further ado, my special guest, Darian Flemings. It's wonderful that he's on my show tonight because, quiet as kept, you can't be in this world without having some kind of coverage, some kind of insurance. And he's going to give us the facts because a lot of people, they're guessing, they're not covered, you know, and you're leaving responsibility on other people. So we're going to get the man up here who can tell you the real deal, and you don't have to be trying to figure stuff out or having your friends lie to you because they don't know what they're talking about. So without further ado, how you doing, Darian?
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Hey, darling.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great. I'm so glad to have you here. You know,
absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. You know, Darian, a lot of people, they don't want to discuss insurance, but you can't live in this world without insurance. Well, if you got homeowners insurance over your house, you got insurance over your vehicle, you got insurance for your medical, you got insurance on your life. You can't escape insurance, but there are so many people that don't have insurance. Could you tell me why that is?
That's a great question, Ms. Terry. A big reason why a lot of people don't have insurance is because not a lot of people are educated on this stuff, you know? And a lot of the times, a lot of us have insurance through work, which is amazing because that's, you know, what we call group benefits, and our employer makes sure we're covered for that. But we should take the responsibility to make sure we do our due diligence and have people educate us on something that we can own and something that's permanent so we don't have to rely on our benefits through our jobs.
Absolutely. I so agree. But I got another question, but I'm going to let Chris ask his question first before I ask you my question.
All right. Okay, all right, Darian. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Darian.
Yep.
Darian.
Oh, Darian. Okay. Darian. I can never say anybody's name right. I'm sorry. Darian,
right,
my first
darling.
Question. If we can go way back, Darian, why did you want to get into insurance?
That's a great question, Chris. So, for the many of you who I'm sure won't know, but I've been in insurance since I was 18 years old. So right
wow.
out of high school is kind of where I initially got started. And, you know, quite frankly, I didn't get out of high school saying, oh, I'm going to go sell some life insurance, or I'm going to go be in the life insurance industry, as I'm sure most others haven't as well. But I just didn't really know what I wanted to do as a career coming out of high school. I was going to, you know, get started in HVAC, but it wasn't something that really piqued my interest. So I decided to make a decision to self-educate myself, and that's kind of where I got into the real estate field, and I kind of started to do my due diligence on the different types of real estate and how I can, you know, better help people, you know, with their homes. And then, you know, believe it or not, it was actually my mom that kind of helped me get into the life insurance industry. She found out about the company, you know, through an Indeed ad, and she was like, hey, I think you'd be great at this. And I'm like, Mom, I don't even know what life insurance is, right? So, you know, with that being said, I kind of just, you know, took a risk, and I decided to go all in. I wasn't 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I decided to, you know, jump all in, and the rest is history from there.
Well, you know, Darian, I knew some friends of mine in insurance, but they were mature men with families. You're one of the first ones that I've heard at the age of 18, because this maybe is just me, but 18 years old, I wouldn't want to be insurance. There's so many other exciting things I could have done, you know, whether it's, you know, military, cops, fire department, you know, NASA, whatever. But I would never thought that when they ask you, when they do career day, what one of the things you want to be when you graduate, insurance would have never fallen out of my mouth, not ever. So I commend you for, like, you know, going for it. But, you know, I've seen these Gerber commercials that have insurance for your kids and grandkids. And for a long time, I was paying insurance for my grandchildren because I felt like maybe if something happened to them, I got them covered for my daughter. But then I started saying to myself, I'm paying for years and years and years, you know. I'm going to stop doing this. This is not my responsibility. But what I do have that's good is I have my insurance for myself where I've already paid in full for the coffin, the chapel, the flowers, you know, the plot to open up the ground. Because I find it that these days a lot of people die and they think because they did it's okay to leave a debt on somebody else. Whether it's putting them in a casket in the ground or cremation, that is so unfair. And I wish you would let people know that it's not as expensive as they think. If you tally up the cost per day, they ought to prepare for their own demise because they lived that life, so why should somebody else have to pay for it?
You are absolutely right, Ms. Terry, and you're 100% right about the cost of it. Like, a lot of people think, it's life insurance is too expensive. But if we look at what we're spending on the daily basis, I know personally,
right.
You know, I'm spending at least 10 or more dollars a day on frivolous things that aren't going to benefit me in the future, even though they feel good right now. So a lot of the times, you know, thinking, you know, it's costing much more than it is. But if you realize it, you can start putting a policy in your name at a dollar a day. Most people, a dollar a day isn't going to take food off the table or change the way you live if you really think about it.
No, it's not. And then you can always upgrade later to a higher insurance policy. But
exactly. I always tell our members.
Lazy.
Right, exactly. I always tell our members it's better to get your foot in the door because you can't close the door with one foot in it, you know? And at some point, you could start to get both feet in and get the proper amount of insurance to make sure your family is properly protected.
Exactly. Now, your insurance company, what's it called? And give me some benefits of your insurance company because there are so many. Why would somebody who don't know nothing about your insurance company, why would they pick yours?
That's a great question. So,
our
company, the name of my company is called American Income Life, and we're actually a subsidiary of Globe Life. So our company is actually the only 100% unionized life insurance company in the United States.
Wow.
So our company has actually been around since 1951, and we have a longstanding history of serving labor unions, credit unions, and trade associations and their families. So we generally don't all market to the general public because we have over 20,000 unions that we're dealing with, such as the police officers, firefighters, UPS, truck drivers, you know, Verizon, Communication Workers of America, nurses, teachers, all of these unions that we're dealing with, you know, we're contracted with them. So all of the union members or all of the union presidents that negotiate these benefits for their members, they make sure they all have financial advisors in place to make sure what insurance company is best fit for all of the employees. And they chose us as one of those insurance companies because, as we know, if we quit, get fired, or retire or switch jobs, we lose all of the insurance that we get through work. So we make sure all of the unions that we deal with, we make sure we provide them with permanent life insurance while they're working at a union negotiated rate. So that way when they actually retire from their job, they don't have to worry about losing out on their insurance or even going to the open market where it's very expensive.
Amen. That's a good deal because, you know, as is kept, you know, nobody would have all those different industries using your insurance if it wasn't tried and tested and true, because you know, the police department, fire department, truckers, you know, they're not going to be working that hard to have an insurance carrier that is so-so because they want some good coverage in case something happens to them. So that's the plus that, you know, number one, being only unionized insurance company, and number two, that all these jobs that are necessary in life, that they're being supported by your insurance company. Now, I'm going to shut my mouth up for a minute to let Chris ask this question.
Absolutely. And there's one – I'm sorry. There's one more thing that I wanted to add that's pretty much the meat and potatoes of why we kind of work with these unions, along with, you know, especially people who that we come in contact with, is we have a benefit in place that allows your family – to negotiate the cost of your funeral. So if anybody on the call has ever had to deal with a funeral personally, as you know, it's a pretty difficult process. It's kind of like, you know, planning a wedding, but you only have 3 to 5 days to do it. So a lot of the times, beneficiaries, the people who are responsible for handling the money for their loved one, typically they're in an emotional state. So it's very hard and it's very difficult to deal with finances on top of losing a loved one. And I'm not sure if you guys know, but most insurance companies pay anywhere between 30 to 90 days to pay a claim. With our company, we make sure that we pay the funeral home and your family within 3 to 5 business days.
That's really good.
Big reason why we work with these unions and why we work with people who that we deal with. We make sure that their families have something to take care of those expenses right away, because we found that GoFundMes and coming out of your savings account and using 401ks and using all of these other things that your family is supposed to be living off of, a lot of the times people are using those for funerals. So we found a way to make sure that not only is your family able to pay for those funeral and final expenses immediately and being able to negotiate how much it should cost, but we also make sure that that family, whatever is remaining of the policy, gets sent to the beneficiary within 3 to 5 business days, tax-free.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. You know, really, that's pretty good, because when a person's grieving, they're not trying to wait for no 90 days. They fret, take, and they losing their mind. So, okay, Chris, let me ask you a question, darling.
All right, Darion, my next question is, you know, my mother is an insurance agent, but she doesn't own her own company. But so like last year, you know, it was hard for her, and she had to work from home and everything. So what's the has your business improved since the last year? I mean, what has that been like for you?
Absolutely. So with our company, I believe we had our biggest year. We actually everything we kind of doubled with everything that we did, because not only did we transition from doing in-home appointments to doing virtual appointments within 7 days of the pandemic, but also we've helped the most families that we've ever helped as a company, and we've been around since 1951. So for us to have our biggest year in 2020 and being able to protect the most families that we've ever protected, and our parent company, which is Globe Life, to have the most policyholders than any other insurance company out there, is just it's a huge blessing to know that not only is our company able to adapt very quickly, but we've improved to be able to help more people at that point in time.
Well, Darian, you made a point answering Chris' question. So on that question he asked you about his mother and the transition about the insurance thing, it makes me think, you know, okay, the end of 19 and 2020, pandemic was outrageous. You know, I'm impressed that it's not so much that people were dying that gave you the business, because that's the money y'all had to kick out to the ones who had the policy. That's a lot. I mean, with all the, you know, the deaths that occurred from the pandemic, and for y'all to financially stay afloat to pay off the people who had the insurance, you know, that's commendable. That says something about the company.
You're absolutely right, Ms. Terry. And another good point, too, we haven't made any layoffs since we've been in business.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, people out there, maybe y'all might consider insurance as a job, you know, to look into, because we look into all the other known jobs, but we never think about these kind of jobs. Somebody got to do it, and like he said, since 1951, never been laid off. This company is over 70-some years old. Come on now, that's kudos, you know, Darian. That's some good stuff right there. Now, let me ask you, do your company only do health insurance, you know, death insurance, or what kind of insurance do your company covers?
Yes, we do life, health, and accidental insurance.
Okay. Well, I got a question about the accidental. Everywhere I go, accidental is always seem to pay off more than the whole life insurance, you know. And so people understand term is when, okay, y'all, that's my dog tripping. He must have been tired of me talking. But anyway, term is where your amount might be low and your money come back good, but you don't have no money building up where you can take a cash advance off of. Like whole life, you know, you can take money off of that and pay it back, you know. But if you don't pay it back, the amount will be less the amount the coverage was initially. So tell me why accidental death pays off so well and a little bit down payment for the insurance, where you got to pay more for regular life insurance than you do for accidental.
That's a great question. So the biggest reason why that's the case, Ms. Terry, is because accidental is considered conditional coverage. This means this type of coverage will only pay out if you were to pass away due to an accident. It is the most affordable coverage. So if you've ever seen on television, you know, $500,000 of insurance for only $9.99 a month, that's going to be your accidental coverage. It's very inexpensive, but keep in mind it's very conditional. So a lot of the time, you know, we have these big, big policies, and, you know, we may have thought like, hey, mom and dad passed away, but very little of it paid out. You know, we thought grandpa had a policy, and then nothing paid out. So unfortunately, all those stories are true, but not for the reason you may think that insurance companies don't want to pay out. Insurance companies always pay out. It's just that policies tend to be a little confusing. So most people put their programs in place because they care about their families, but the problem is they never pay attention to it, and they end up in a situation where it could potentially expire. And that's one of the things with accidental. So a lot of the times we're like, oh, we're covered. We got the right type of coverage, and then we get 65, 70 years old, and then only a portion of our coverage pays out. And some of the times it's because we have a big accidental death benefit, and, you know, we didn't pass away due to an accident. We passed away due to health problems. So accidental is great because it's a lot of coverage for a small premium, and it will pay out a lump sum of money to your family if you were to pass away, but it's not guaranteed to pay out if you don't pass away due to an accident.
Okay, well, let me say this before I bring Chris back on. You know, and with that being said, all y'all listeners out there, you heard what he said about accidental. You pay a little bit, get a big payment off. Okay, now, if y'all think y'all slick and y'all want to take somebody that's sick or whatever and push them down the step and say accidental, trust and believe those insurance companies ain't paying off like that. They going to do some investigation. They coming for you. I'm just saying, don't get cute. Don't be trying to start nothing, think you going to pay, get paid. Make somebody appear that they accidentally hurt themselves. It ain't going to work that way. They will catch you for insurance fraud. You be doing some time behind bars. I'm just putting it out there, so don't get excited. If you get excited about the wrong things, just pay the money and get the insurance the right way. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
All right. Well, Darion, you know, like Terry said earlier in the show, if you know, people may want to consider being an insurance agent or working for an insurance agent. What advice would you give to those people who choose that path? Is there any advice?
Yeah, so one thing is you just have to last. You have to give yourself time to learn the business. You have to give yourself time to be able to develop the skills and the approach necessary to be able to serve people more effectively. Because the more you know and the more you understand what you're doing, you're able to simplify it much more and much more easier to the people that you're talking to. So as one of the youngest managers within the company, I had to do a lot more work, or not necessarily a lot more work, but I had to put a lot more time into the craft and mastering it and understanding the different products and understanding how to talk to people in different situations in order to keep it simple. Because a lot of people, a lot of us, quite frankly, myself, if you tell me something complicated, I won't understand it and I definitely won't buy it. So when agents have a tough time getting into the business, it's because, number one, they don't develop the skills necessary. They don't put the time into mastering their craft. And number two, they quit too soon. So in my first year in business, I didn't do the best. You know, I had a lot of things going on that I just wasn't getting. And I knew on me, because I know I wasn't putting in the work necessary to understand everything that we offered. So until I got better and I got tired of getting the same mediocre results, once I started to develop myself on a consistent basis, that's when things started to change for me. And I've been able to help a lot of people. And then now I've been able to help and develop and train other people to do the same thing.
That's a good point. So, Darian, I would appreciate that you tell everyone how to get a hold of you. But before you do that, I want you to know that anytime, Darian, you want to come back, your family, just give me a call and we'll get you up on here. Whether it's a new race or some new policies or whatever, you know, way things are transitioning today, you know, but tell everyone how to get a hold of you, because y'all listen out here, all y'all, you know. Oh, one quick question. These people that are in different countries, is your company global or is it just international? I mean, just inside of the United States.
We are international. So we're in all 50 states, along with, you know, Canada and New Zealand.
Okay. So y'all listening in, remember, if you miss out the information, go to the archives and listen to the show all over again. But tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Darian.
Yes, Ms. Terry. So anybody can reach me at my direct work number, and that's going to be 443-628-8003. Again, that's going to be 443-628-8003. And you could also reach me at my work email. That's going to be D as in dog, Fleming as in lion, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, G as in goat, the at symbol, Arius, A as in apple, R as in Robert, I as in India, A as in apple, S as in Sam, and it's going to be agencies, agencies.com. So that's going to be dfleming@ariusagencies.com.
Well, thank you so very much for your time, for your intelligence and expertise, and to enlighten us. You know, for the people who didn't know, now you know. And no excuses. If you didn't get the whole show, come back, go to the archive, and start from the beginning, because this young man is sharing a lot of information. And he's also letting people know, oh, hey, you got the willpower, stay in it, and maybe you could be like him, have your own insurance company. Hey, you know, I ain't mad at you, Darian. I ain't mad at all. But thank you for being here tonight with me and Chris. You have a blessed weekend.
You.
And, you know, I want you to succeed, continue to go forth, you know, and hire more people, show people how it's done, you know.
Absolutely. I appreciate you for having me, Miss Terry, and you guys, God bless you. Have a great weekend.
You too. God bless.
Take care now. Good night.
Good night.